Well, after one of the most memorable, if not the most memorable summer of sport, it's back to earth now, back to reality for a lot of our athletes. And what now for some of the young stars of the future in British athletics? Let's talk to Emily Diamond, who is part of the Olympic 4x4 relay team. And she joins me on the line. Emily, does it all seem like a bit of a dream now at London 2012?
Yes, it does. It does a bit, to be honest. I mean, it's fantastic that I went there and managed to experience it all, and I've come away now and I can say that I was part of the greatest team, really, and to be part of a team that got the whole nation together and made the summer of sport really is just fantastic.
It was a special time for everyone in the country, wasn't it, London 2012? Mm-hmm. Give us an idea of what it was actually like for you, a young athlete, in the village and around about the stadium, etc., in your first Olympics. Can you give us an idea of that?
Yeah. Well, for me, it was not really ever on my radar because I'd only just started the 400 meters that year, so I'd only raced in the event six times before the Olympics. So for me to get a call up and to actually be there during the Olympics as part of the team was a big dream come true, and even when the Olympics was going on, I still couldn't quite believe that I was there and I was alongside all these amazing athletes with such as Jessica Ennis or Christine Orugu and Chris Hoy. You'd sort of wander around the village and you'd just bump into these amazing athletes, and for me, as such a sort of newbie into the event really, and to be alongside these athletes was just an amazing experience and really sort of has got me motivated so much to be able to get back into training and train hard for 4 years and be back there for Rio.
Tell us what you actually learnt there. Was there any specific things that you picked up from maybe some of your fellow athletes, or was it to do with dealing with pressure, or was it purely something technical?
Yeah, well, I think the pressure aspect was a big part of it. I mean, you can just look at Jessica Ennis with that. She was the face of the Games and had so much pressure on her shoulders, and she just took it under her wing and came away with a gold medal and Olympic champion. And I think that for me is a great inspiration, and to be able to do that is just phenomenal, I think. And just to sort of train alongside, I mean, with the other 4x4 relay girls, with Christine and Shayna and Lee, and we've got Nicola in there as well, who's a world silver medalist, and so much experience in that team for me to train alongside them, and just to sort of see how they train, how they go about their daily lives, really, their training experience and what they do during the day to keep themselves energized, ready to train hard, and what they do actually during training and their physio and their recovery, how they do all of that is really good for me to learn from great athletes like that.
And was there a point where you thought you might actually be in at least one of the heats of the relay, where there were a few injury niggles and possibly suggesting that you might be in the four?
Yeah, possibly. I mean, because I'm so new into the event, I went into the Olympics sort of thinking that it was unlikely that I was going to run. But, I mean, I finished fourth at the Olympic trials, and I knew I was in really good shape, and I knew I was capable of running a 50-second relay split. And the coach even told me that himself, that he knew that I was in good shape to run that sort of time. And so that got my hopes up a little bit. And I think I knew myself, my confidence had grown from training alongside these girls, and I knew obviously that I was running well. So I think if I'd been given that opportunity, I would have thrived off it and obviously tried my absolute best. And I'm normally quite good at running under pressure, so I do believe that I could have run a good leg. But I think the fact that I didn't get to actually step onto that track and run, I think, almost motivated me even more to get back and not want to be on the sidelines again in 4 years' time. And I want to be not just a sort of reserve for the team, but one of the top four girls in that relay team, really.
Yes, it must make you very hungry for success. And actually, you're very right. It must be a great motivator. What's happening now then? What are you up to at the moment?
Well, now I've finished my season and I'm having a bit of a break. I thought it would be quite hard to come back from the Olympics and have that sort of Olympic blues time and get back into training. And for me, I had to do my university exams. I'm in sort of in my third year at uni, so I came back from the Olympics and went straight into full-time revision for those. So once they were over, then I had a bit of time off and went on holiday, which was nice. And now I'm just back at home having a relaxing week, ready for uni and training to start again next week.
And you're a Spa star, of course, and I'd think that you're one of the favourites to be the Spa Athlete of the Year when those awards are announced in November, perhaps?
Oh, I hadn't really thought of that. I mean, it's fantastic, the support that Spa have given us all, and to be part of such an amazing programme with so many other fantastic young athletes is just amazing, and I'm looking forward to the UK awards dinner at the end of the year.
Yes, and of course, I think it was us that broke the news to you that you were in the Olympics team.
Yeah.
It's been quite an adventure, hasn't it, the last few months?
Yeah, it's been absolutely amazing, and one experience that I'm certainly never going to forget. And just the Olympics just means so much to me now, and I just still can't believe it, really, that I was part of the team.
Okay, Emily Diamond, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.